Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ryan Russillo, ESPN radio host, will have some breaking news to help us with this. Ryan, thanks for joining us on such short notice, buddy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I thought this stuff was over, right?
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Oh, and listen, I'm losing my mind, Ryan. I'm losing my mind.
If this is all true, and I think it is, because otherwise his agent would have denied it probably, Kyrie's a bum, man, and the Cavs got to trade him. Because what a loser mentality that he wouldn't want to play with LeBron.
Yeah, I think this is really disappointing. And I think sometimes with this stuff, it's like, okay, so how do we feel now? How am I going to feel about tomorrow? But I think this is really lame. And there's a couple different reasons. One is, I know there was maybe some bumpy stretches between LeBron and Kyrie, maybe like a year and a half ago when I was digging around on it, and that, like, you know, Kyrie's mindset, just being a younger guy, was different than LeBron's mindset. And then those two guys pair up and have that finals they did 2 years ago and put together those three-game stretches, and it's like, man, this guy's incredible. I don't think I've never seen anyone that's small finish the way he does. If people want to hit me up with Iverson, you can have Iverson at the rim versus Kyrie. Kyrie's better. He's the best I've ever seen. But, you know, LeBron, before this free agent thing and all the draft stuff got going, from what I had heard, is LeBron had talked to the front office and said all the different options and movement and all the things that we may or may not be able to pull off. I really think it's important that Kyrie stays here. And Griff at the time was like, totally same page here. You know, we're not including him in these other trade talks. Like, he's off limits, like you're off limits. And then to hear Kyrie say that he wants to be, like, what's the motivation? Is it because he's tired of the year-to-year uncertainty with LeBron? Okay, maybe that would be a fair one, but that doesn't really seem what the motivation is here. It's like, I want to go ahead and do my own thing. Well, the last time you went and did your own thing, you won 21 and 24 games.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were even silly enough to say you didn't want LeBron's help until you realized, like, hey, this kind of sucks, actually, without another good player.
Yeah.
And you know what, man? I'll just say, I think Kyrie's weird. I think
he is
temperamentally weird.
Yes.
And some of the stuff, like, he's been giving us these hints that it's like, it's great. You know, the athlete thing's tough because when you become too interesting, it's almost like, wait a minute, are you like a weirdo and not super into this? So, like, what's important? You've got the shoe deal, you've got the ring, the guy can get a scoring title, but are you already all set with winning? Because at least for the next year, there's no better situation for him than with Cleveland and giving this thing a whole other shot. So, actually, I think this is kind of predictable, and I'd be disappointed if I were you guys, too, because it doesn't really make any sense.
It's insane. They have to trade him, Ryan, don't they? I think you have to. Get rid of him.
Yeah. Now we're talking about trading somebody who other teams would go, okay, this is somebody we can build around a little bit. And I think the package you get back, like, is there a way to flip this? You never want to lose the best player in the trade in basketball. That's usually the kind of the rule that you go by. It's like, whoever ended up with the best player usually ends up winning the trade the whole time. But, yeah, let's see. I mean, let's see if Kyrie wants to go be on some team that has no chance to win whatsoever, and if you can get back pieces that you think ultimately make you just as competitive in winning the East. But, I know the flat earth stuff, I have a buddy who's a flat earth guy, and I kind of can't even talk to him.
He's an idiot.
And, yeah, and I just go, like, look, I stop sending me pictures of Venice Beach. Are you sure you know how geography and topography and this stuff works out? So I just feel like this is kind of who he's becoming, as he's, like, finding himself as a young athlete and all these things, and this self-sustained society, and, like, he sits down with Rachel Nichols a year ago and was like, yeah, I sent T-shirts to Standing Rock. And we're like, what? And, like, and of course people come at me and they're like, oh, you're anti-Standing Rock. I'm like, no, you morons. You don't understand what I'm saying here. It's what I'm saying. It's like, it's almost like, does he think some of this is beneath him now? You're like, you're really young to come to that position in life where you go, okay, I've done all that I need to do. And I don't want to knock anybody for having interest, but I just would think, like, why would you not want to play with LeBron, who's probably the easiest superstar to play alongside that I've ever seen as far as what he does on the court?
Ryan Russillo, kind enough to join us on such short notice, ESPN. Ryan, your colleague there, Brian Windhorst, in this article says that LeBron James was shocked and disappointed to hear the news. Do you believe that this comes as a surprise to LeBron? And what is the LeBron James fallout from this? Like, I think how do these two play together after hearing something like this?
Well, I haven't talked to LeBron. I'm just saying that, like, based on everything that I'd heard prior to this, him to be really upset and blown away by it, based on kind of what their hopes were as far as the offseason went. Like, I absolutely believe that. Now, I wonder, you know, look, I sometimes do too many of these analogies to myself, but, like, I know when I work with Van Pelt, Van Pelt was a superstar, okay? And I love Van Pelt, and he's one of my best friends, but I have days where I'd be like, wait a minute, so if I say something amazing, like, nobody notices it, and if Van Pelt says something amazing, like, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened, like, I'm tired of this crap. So at some point, eventually, I wanted to move on from working with Van Pelt, and I don't know if that's the deal with LeBron. Like, I don't know if Kyrie, not that Kyrie and LeBron are Van Pelt and Russillo, but I think you understand my point.
It's a good point, Ryan, but the thing is, like, with Kyrie, Kyrie's one of the most, he's Uncle Drew. I mean, he's got his own shoe. He's got everything.
Got his own shoe, right.
He's on the cover of 2K. He's got it all.
Yeah. It's not like he doesn't have his name on the show like I had for 3 years, all right? So when I look at LeBron, I think there were times, too, and I think that Tristan thing was, like, a really good example of it. Like, there are times where LeBron, when he does the eye roll and it's LeBron's fault on the play, like, that has to get old. And it finally got so old with Tristan just snapped, and I think even LeBron kind of realized, like, maybe I'm doing this too much. So I don't know if that's part of it. I just can't help, and as unfair as it sounds, I can't help but think that, like, Kyrie's reaching this place in his life where, like, he just sees the world differently, and maybe the rest of us have a hard time with that. Maybe we're all wrong for seeing it that way, but at least for this next year, this doesn't make any sense, because chances are you're going to go be the focal point of some crap team now, and it seems really odd to do that after runs of success.
We're talking with Ryan Russillo of ESPN about the gutless Kyrie Irving, who has requested a trade. He has requested a trade, according to reports from Woj and Brian Windhorst of ESPN. He wants out of town because LeBron's leaving, although he could, but because he doesn't want to play with LeBron, which is absurd and embarrassing. So, Ryan, you know, Porzingis and Carmelo, you go into Philadelphia, you're calling New Orleans, you're calling Minnesota. I mean, where are you going here?
Oh, you're going to all those places. I still think the Pelicans are going to want to figure out how this Cousins Anthony Davis thing works out, and knowing contractually you still have control of Davis for so many years. The Melo thing's weird, because the way I'd heard the Melo thing discussed is that, you know, Houston's moving these pieces, and that means somebody else taking back some salary that Daryl doesn't even want. So it's almost like teams don't want to do him that favor. Where Cleveland was really hoping to just add him post-buyout, if a buyout was ever going to happen, and then that's what they were going to do. Like, hey, just join us. We're not moving any of these pieces. They don't want to move Love out. They wanted to add Melo to those three guys. But now, if we're talking about Kyrie, this is a completely different thing than Paul George, because George – I feel so bad for those Thunder fans, although they kind of deserve it in the way that, like, you guys are a little more apprehensive about getting into bed, again, with a wing scorer who's really tall. Kyrie, like, if you can work something out and understand with the agent, like, you should be getting maximum value. This isn't disgruntled star at the end.
Right.
He may not re-sign with a new team he's traded to. Like, you should be able to get almost anybody that, within reason, that isn't, you know, one of the five guys that's a franchise changer somewhere else. So the weird part about this whole thing, and, you know, I'll be on the phone probably most of the night now just asking around, like, you should be able to get a sick package for him back just because of the age, and if it's a commitment from him to the team, then, you know, this is different. This is different than star who's had it and you get 30 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. He's 25, and he's got a team-friendly contract already.
And if you could and you know what? As angry as we are now, you know, who knows? If they can get a great package and they turn him into, say, two good players, say they, you know, they turn him, Kyrie, into two very good players, maybe, you know, the Cavs as is, I don't think can beat the Warriors, Ryan. Maybe if they turn him into two players, maybe this ends up being a better thing for the Cavs.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's beating the Warriors on paper. I just don't. That's
right.
Why I get so frustrated with people. Like, I couldn't even get the sentence out of any move that happened this offseason, where I was like, is it good enough to beat the Warriors? Be like, all right, so just tell the rest of the NBA to take a year off. Like, you still have a job to do. So, you know, with Kyrie on this one, I'm not gonna solve all your problems here on the phone. You know, like I can't sit there and figure out, okay, this is the deal that makes it all work out. Now everybody's actually happy because you have these two different pieces. I mean, Porzingis, Porzingis, you're gonna end up having to pay, but I don't care. I'd rather pay him than some of these other clowns to get all this money. So I don't, you know, I would think they'd want to get it over because I think you could see Gilbert and LeBron. I mean, are they going to play this? Is we going to talk him into that everything's good? Or they play, is the play here, well, let's get this guy the hell out of here. Like, that's a really interesting part of this whole story is they may think that they can be impressionable enough to Kyrie, be like, let's just sit him down, let's get him face-to-face, and we'll handle this differently, talk about his problems, and this is the airing of grievances, and then everybody gets along, we all play together, and we lose in the finals again next year. Like, there's a very good chance that could still happen, too, as opposed to Sunday, you guys are trying to figure out how – I don't know. I'm just trying to pick a name here. Let's see. You know how Jason Tatum and you know Marcus Smart look in the background. You'd obviously have to do a little bit better than that. Cleveland would never do that deal with Boston. Obviously, I'm kind of kidding, but you know maybe this is one of those kind of like wake up call stories that ends up not even happening. Yeah. But I know you'll do better than this. You'll do better than Oladipo and Sabonis.
Better.
Russillo, do we catch you in the middle of squats or bench? What were you doing there?
No, you're in the middle of me wanting to go home on a Friday.
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, man,
we really
appreciate the time, bud.
All right, thanks for calling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.